Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. 4 o'clock it is.
Wednesday afternoon.
The Bridal Body Shop Show. And in case you're wondering,
don't calm these people down. We even have extra guests.
Well, you know why. You know why. Because today we have special co-hosts in the studio just in case Ali gets out of control. And just not to make her too comfortable, as she can be, because we have lovebirds, in case you're wondering. Somebody left a pair of lovebirds, so we have them in the studio. And they're going to be chirping their way into your hearts. They have a couple of things they want to say, so we're just letting them talk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, we're trying to figure out, okay, now how do we calm them down before we go on the air? And there's no way, even if you Google noisy lovebirds, there's nothing.
They're just noisy.
So that's really going to be the extent of it. They have things to say, and, you know, God love them, they're going to say them. I just hope they're not saying anything disrespectful
bad.
About us.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
They've been bad girls today.
Very bad girls. Anyway, speaking of girls, let me introduce the two ladies involved. The Bridal Body Shop Show consists of, I'm sure everybody's ready for this by now, Elite Siegelman is she, and Lori Towers is me. And we will be your hosts into the world of fitness. And
yeah.
And you know what, Elite, how are you? First before
I'm
we...
very good. Very good. How are you?
I am wonderful. How is your toe?
My toe is doing much, much better. Much better. I can actually put pressure on it, put a sneaker on, work out. Oh, I'm happy about that.
For those of you who weren't with us last week, Elite had a little mishap in the gym, and a 45-pound foot plate fell on her foot, and she was limping around, dragging that leg around.
Yeah. Wasn't fun. Wasn't fun at all.
And it looked pretty bad, but it wasn't broken, thank God. Yeah. And she's on the mend.
Bruised. But it's getting better.
You know, when it's your big toe, it's serious.
Oh, you know, and like I said last week, you can't imagine what the big toe is involved in every day.
It's the captain of the foot.
It's the captain of the foot. That's exactly right.
So that's why. But you're feeling better. And that makes my heart lighter, as you know.
Yes.
And today we have a full show.
Yes.
And this is a show
backed by popular demand.
Exactly right. A lot of people love the show, and it's our listener's request. And we compile all the emails and all the questions that you have over the weeks, months. So we pick out the ones that aren't redundant, the ones that we haven't done before, and we try to answer them in a fashion that is suitable to you and suitable to us. And we got a couple interesting ones today, and I think you know, it's funny, we were talking, you and I, about this whole royal pregnancy and the baby, and it's just...
It's out of control. It's so out of control.
It really is. And the funny thing is, as I was looking over the questions that we have for today, we have a post-pregnancy question from someone who wants to know how to get back into shape after having a baby. And I had commented to you before that doesn't look like...
Does she live in England? Is she the queen?
No.
Is she the princess?
No.
You know what? It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody has the same regimen.
But you know something? I'm going to look at the email again. She could have been. Who knows? It could have been.
She what?
It could have been from England. Who knows? Ah.
It could be.
It's not like we don't have anybody.
But no. Of course we have people in England. The train people.
Yeah.
But they're going to do the same thing. Kate's going to do the same thing to lose weight then. any other individual.
It's just really sensible. But, you know, it's so funny because in one way I feel sorry for her because she's under such terrible scrutiny. But that's the price of being one of the royals. And then now mm-hmm. everybody's watching, will she lose weight? How quickly will she lose the baby weight? And this is like going to be...
She's still a toothpick.
Well, I personally thought she just carried in the front and you know, it should be very easy. Yeah, and she carried low and in the front. And so, I mean, her wardrobe was you know, the topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how she was going to look, what she was, and now it's going to be the weight coming off. So it's going to be interesting to watch. And like I said,
right.
there's one part of me that feels bad because she's under the microscope. That's part of it. And what we want to know is why are we so obsessed with the Brits? Why are we so obsessed with?
I'm not obsessed.
It's just amazing. This country.
Everybody else is obsessed. I think it's sick.
It's
totally sick.
First of all,
it's not even our country. Why are we in everybody else's business in the other country?
And this is what I have been saying, and I could say this because my dear assistant is British. She always says she's British with an Irish accent, and I've seen it with an Irish temper. This is funny. Her mother had called her the other day saying the baby's on the way, and she couldn't understand why her mother's making such a big deal. You know, it doesn't matter. And
right.
it's just like, okay, it's nice, and you hope the baby is healthy. But outside of that, why are we obsessed with this? I mean, we separated from that country a while ago.
Why are we still there? Why we're obsessed with people are going crazy, totally crazy. And, you know, I understand in England they go crazy because it's, you know, part of their, you know, country and it's part of them. But us here in America, why are we going crazy? Why are we making money off
You know
that?
Something? I'm going to say that I could see us going crazy about it before them because you're talking about a country that has the highest taxes and these people do not pay any taxes and the country is in a large amount of poverty and you're celebrating... You know, just figureheads. They've done nothing but be born into that position. You know, at least we elect our officials.
But that's, we're obsessed with people that do nothing.
It doesn't make sense.
Like the Kardashians and who else? Paris Hilton. And it's like these people do nothing. Nothing
yeah.
for us. Nothing for the society. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
It's true.
But,
it's true.
But American people go crazy for that. They really go crazy for that.
And they were having parties. They were having parties all over the place in some little Irish, little English pubs in the village. They were having,
yeah,
you know, the blue lights on. And,
yeah, everybody celebrated.
We didn't. Well, God bless.
I could care less. Yeah,
said, God bless.
Let
I'm happy.
Let the baby be healthy.
8 pounds, that's a good weight, and that's it.
It's a big boy.
And we're going
to
move on with our lives.
We all are.
Yeah.
We all are.
But This is why I think it's you know, after 9/11, people were saying that reality shows weren't going to do well anymore because of, you know, the travesty. But it's our tendency to be voyeurs, our tendency to want to look into other people's lives. This much, it's
mm-hmm.
that's why it will. It's us. It's a society.
Oh,
we
it's
propel these
America
things.
Itself. It's
we propel
very,
these things.
Very. It's, I don't know.
And I'm sure reality shows exist elsewhere. They must. But we are just really just fixated on these things.
We're obsessed with drama.
We are.
Total drama. Everybody loves drama. Everybody loves, you know, fighting. Everybody just loves.
Well, think about that.
It's terrible.
We are a society that would rather see people slip and fall and, you know, be humiliated and, you know, horrible things to happen. That's a form of entertainment as opposed to seeing somebody do well, somebody succeeding. Where does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said it's like bringing the Christians to the lions. This was this was entertainment, you know, in the Roman Colosseum. And it's just we really haven't evolved much.
No,
much,
because but, we won't. First of all, we won't if we're going to stay like this. How can we?
We can't. You know what?
So.
But you know what we can do?
We can go on with our show.
We can just go on with our show.
That's it.
And live our lives in health.
Why don't we answer that question that we had
okay,
originally?
Okay, let me find that question now, because I was going off of my little tirade.
That's okay.
And,
that's okay.
Okay, here it is. Okay, this is from Jessica. And she wants to know, how do I, I gave birth 6 months ago, and I still have about 20 pounds to lose. How do I go about losing, see the lovebirds even, for 20 pounds left? I want to know how to lose the rest of that weight. She had the baby 6 months ago, and she still has 20 pounds.
Wow.
She didn't say how much weight she gained altogether.
Well, your body does think you're still pregnant after 6 months of pregnant.
Right.
After 6 months, it does start to say, okay, I'm not pregnant anymore, and it releases most of those hormones and stuff like that. But I'm sure, I mean, exercise and diet, no? Isn't that the way people do it?
And you know what I mean, having never given birth, what I can say that you in addition to all those things, as the baby gets bigger and growing into the toddler stage, the best thing that you can do to maintain the integrity of your weight is not eat what the child leaves on the plate.
I mean the leftovers.
Right. And because
there will be a lot of leftovers.
Right, and I think that's because we've had this discussion on the show. People forget that calories include everything you put in your mouth, and that's that half-eaten peanut butter sandwich, and all these things. I mean, if you add it up, by the end of the day, you've probably had another.
You'd be so shocked at how much it adds up to.
And it's just, and you know what? This is my analogy on that. It's just like using a credit card. You use a credit card over and over, and you don't even think about all the little things that you're buying. Then you get the bill at the end of the month, and it's $2,000. And you're like, wait, I didn't use my credit card. Then you look at the itemized bill, and you realize, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
40 times, and you don't think of it. So, but getting back to Jessica, I should have emailed her back and found out exactly what was the weight total. Now I'm thinking if she still has 20 pounds, she probably gained. What do you think?
No, I really don't think she gained that much weight.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all.
If
like
she
I
still
said, it takes that first 6 months. It takes a long. I mean, when you have the baby, it depends how big the baby is. You lose at least 17 to 18 pounds right away. And let's say she gained 60 pounds. Okay, she's got 40 pounds left to lose. She could have lost the 20, and she's got 20 left. I don't know. She should have said how much total she was gained.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it'll take her long to lose the 20 pounds because now her body, you know, is not going to be in pregnant stage anymore. So
and also you have to factor into lifestyle. I mean, was she an active woman prior to this? You know, she didn't say how old she was
either. She's going to be very active now too. You know, because you know having a baby is not easy.
Oh my God,
totally not easy. You know, 6 months is starting to crawl. It's starting to be all over the place.
And you're lifting?
Constantly lifting.
And sleep deprivation.
The baby always wants to be, right. Well, the sleep deprivation alone is a killer. So I have that problem now. I don't know what it is.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm just checking. Because, you know, the love books are like,
no.
Hey, you can be replaced 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you no maternity leave for you.
Oh, boy.
Not that time.
Even if I'm not leaving.
Well, whatever. Well, you could always phone in. It's fine. Don't worry.
No.
There's always a place for you with the bridal body shop.
Thank you.
Don't you worry about a thing. But Jessica, hopefully we helped you. But I mean, I think with giving the meager information that we've gotten from you, you know, don't know what your diet is like. What your intake was prior. Your age.
Well, we should tell people when they do write in to
give us
to write in
more,
the prior.
Right. Give us a little bit more of,
a little
of
more
an
info
idea
on before, after. You know, what's your goal?
I mean, because she might have gone back to work. Who knows? And then she comes home and she's eating later. I mean, who knows what? So
right.
I mean,
we don't
all
know
these
all the factors to it.
Right. But if we're gonna give a broad stroke, we're certainly going to say, watch the carbs. Increase the proteins and cardio as much as you can. I mean, obviously.
As much as you can. And when you can, because it's very hard to...
Right. But, you know, the nice thing, I think, about it is when the baby's bigger and the weather, and I would imagine, winter is coming, but, I mean, she could take nice strolls with the baby and, you know, get a little exercise that way. If she lives near a nice park, you put the baby in the stroller and get a little cardio going there. I mean,
definitely.
I see so many...
When it's nice out, definitely. It's really fun. It's a lot of fun,
yeah.
You know? Especially when you're a first-time mother. Taking that baby out, even whether it's be a park or a mall, you know, just stroll the baby around. It makes you feel your heart so full.
Yeah, it really does. It's a new experience.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always love when I see in Central Park, I see the mothers jogging with the babies in front of them. That's like, these die-hard runners. They're not going to miss it at all. And the babies are used to it, and they enjoy
it. They probably love it.
They
that
love
bouncy.
It.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Definitely.
So, I mean, that I think if we're going to give a broad stroke to her, that would be it. You know, lower the carbs, increase the protein, and the cardio as well. And
very
I think
cool.
that that and you know. Now, I'm going to have to say a little something about us. What we do at the Bridal Body Shop is, it's not for brides alone. I mean, we deal with grooms. We deal with, you know, non-bride. We deal with what we say, civilians. We deal with everybody that has a body that wants to improve it. And what I think the nicest thing about what we do is we impart philosophy. So, in other words, we have somebody coming in, and they were with us last year, and they decide that, you know, this year is going to be their year to become pregnant. Well, hopefully some of the stuff that we taught them will stick, so that pregnancy doesn't have to be this, oh, I'm going to gain an astronomical amount of weight, and what am I going to do when I want to lose it? You won't be thinking in terms of that, because you'll know, you have a better understanding how your body is working, what you need to do personally to get to that point and that shape that you want. And all you have to do is, you know, if you want to come back and train with us for a little bit or just, you know, pick our brains on the phone, that's fine. But you should have all the data established, and all you have to do is just look through the files, and it's all there. So, I mean, I think that's...
You know what's funny is people that work out, you're so in tune with your body.
You know
exactly what goes on, you know, what it looks like, you know,
exactly.
What it should look like, what do you want to change. And when you get pregnant, you see the difference
exactly
that your body takes over, because your body totally changes no matter how much you work out.
Right, right.
And, you know, you have to work out before to work out during pregnancy. Hey!
Kind of like my mother for a minute when you yell.
But if you're not in tune, and if you don't work out, and you're not in tune with your body, and then you want to get pregnant, you really should know your body. You know, you really be in tune with your body. Start working out.
You should.
Start, you know, taking care of yourself before you have your baby.
And, you know, go ahead, finish.
Because after you have her, your body could come back the way it was. And it's easy. It's really easy that way.
Well, you know my pet peeve is when women come in and they say, well, you know I'm going to gain a lot. It's like they are resigning themselves.
You know what? In other words, you know what they're saying?
I'm going to eat a lot.
That's
exactly right.
They're not going to gain a lot. They're going to eat
a lot.
And
that's exactly right. And I always say, you know, you're just relinquishing yourself of the guilt of eating, of overeating. And you don't necessarily eat for two, you're eating better for one.
Yep.
And that's what pregnancy is about. The child is going to be feeding off of the best of you.
Yeah.
So that's really what you have to consider. And I'm sure there were cravings. Again, I've never gone through it. I'm sure there were some cravings.
You definitely. And you know what? You're always hungrier. No matter what, you're hungrier.
But it's
and
not
you know
that...
what? It's okay. You have to eat. You have to eat. You have to nourish the body for that baby.
But it's not that I love Lucy... Ice cream and chocolate syrup. Remember that? Lucy had to go out in the middle of the night and get that?
Yeah, I remember that, sure.
But I
you know what? They're all cravings. You know, everybody has this specific craving. I love carbs. I was a carb addict. But it's just, you just got to, you know, modify and just, you know, have specific amounts. Don't, like, go crazy. It doesn't mean that you could eat Sundays and, you know. You know, a whole bunch of candy or, you know, it's just, don't eat any differently. You're just going to eat a little more. That's it.
Right. Well, and like with anything else, show a little discipline. You know, I understand cravings, again, never had them. But, you know, it's like anything else.
I think
else
a big
discipline
besides just eating the right way is getting to the gym.
Yeah.
Because when you're pregnant, you're really tired. You're tired. At a certain time of the day, you just want to crash. But just getting to that gym just gives you that extra push, even though you still get tired. But just that's the discipline of getting to that gym every day when you're pregnant.
Well, and I think I like what you said. If you were disciplined before.
You have to work out before to work out during.
It's not going to be this colossal change in your life.
No,
it'll
no,
be
no.
something that became part of your life, and now there might have to be some modifications here and there, but you'll get there.
And, you know, afterwards, after you do have your baby, let's say you've never worked out, I would advise hiring a trainer. Get a trainer just to get you going.
I think so.
Don't just join a gym and sit on a bicycle for an hour and say, that's going to work for me. I'm going to lose my baby fat. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. You have to really incorporate weights with cardio.
And, you know, also with our programs, and this is what I always tell people over the phone when they ask what our trainers do, I always say, well, I'll tell you what they don't do. They're not going to stand with you while you do cardio. Cardio, you can do yourself. We are not paying.
Unless you need a babysitter. Unless you want somebody to talk to.
Well, you know,
a lot of people do.
That's what eats up the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these trainers, and we've gone into that just stand there and they'll text. And while you could do cardio on your own. You don't need a trainer to tell you to do cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Our trainers are there to work with you, not stand and watch you.
No.
That doesn't make sense. So that's another thing that's different about our program. It's like the cardio you're going to do on your own. We have one lady that we just reintroduced to a new trainer of ours, and she's just adoring it. She's just adoring her, and she's doing the cardio a half an hour before she gets there, and then the trainer walks in. She's loving it.
And you're all ready.
You're all warmed
up, you're all ready, and you're ready to go. And you get more, you know, more into the workout when you did your cardio before.
I think so.
I always do cardio first before I work out.
Me too. But, you know, especially if it's in the morning, you're just like, you know, I think that
gives you a
little
bit.
Yeah,
it's a good wake-up call.
I think so. Plus, you know, I got to be honest with you, it's just, you know, you can do cardio on your own. You definitely could. So we're not gonna take your money and have one of our trainers standing there watching you, you know, and just you
unless
know.
You want it.
Yeah, who really
you
wants
know, I've
it?
Seen
just
that happen.
Know better.
Believe me, I've seen that happen.
Well, you know what? I think this is a great lead into the next question.
Which one is that?
And this is from Maria. What do I do if my trainer talks too much? Now that's an interesting because it happens.
Oh, it happens a lot.
So what would you? I mean, I know how I would handle this. I know what I would tell. I want to hear your take.
How would I handle it? To me, it's so difficult because I'm such a nice person. and I'm just like, you know, I just go with the flow and I'm just always suffering because I don't speak my mind. But I guess I would tell, you know, him or her, say, listen, you know, I really want to get more down and dirty with the workout, you know, and could we just stop the talking?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, you know.
I think that's a perfect way.
What else would you do?
That's a perfect way of doing it. And you know, this is for any of the trainers that are listening. Learn to gauge your clients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are clients that'll go in there and they'll just want to talk to you, and that's great, as long as nothing dictates a session away from what you're supposed to be doing. But,
well, you know, you're saying the trainers don't dictate the. Session.
Well, I'm thinking that the trainers have to have their finger on the pulse of the client.
Oh, sure.
If the client is not a chatty person,
right? You're gonna work them. You're gonna work them.
Why would you? I mean,
you know a person after one or two sessions already. You know, you could really feel them out.
And you know, another advice to trainers out there, because I've heard it, and it happened with one of our trainers, and I wasn't that crazy about it. Keep your personal life to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't bring your garbage into your session.
No.
And it's like, you know, in psychotherapy they view it as you have to be a blank screen for your client to project on.
Mm-hmm.
Look, everybody knows we have lives. Everybody knows we have problems.
Yeah.
Don't bring it to a session. You leave it outside.
Especially if they're paying you for that. They're not paying you to be. They're not your therapist. First of
that's
all,
exactly
not
right.
To solve your problems.
Nope.
But it does work the opposite way. But if that's what the client wants, okay. You know what? You're there.
That's totally different. But the client does have to lead in that situation.
No.
You know,
no,
the
no,
client
no.
has
totally
to,
different the
has
other
to
way
be,
around.
Be the one to if they're talkative, I mean, as long as you use your discretion and you're just like, you know, making sure the session is the priority, that's fine. But if you have somebody who just clearly not engaged, And they're comfortable enough. Don't worry about, well, if I don't talk, they won't be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They should learn that there's a safety, you know.
Especially during, you know, if they're working, you know, if they're doing like a set or something. I hope they're not talking during that. I mean, they should keep all their eyes on their form and making sure everything's in the, you know. If you talk too much.
That's exactly
that
right.
That could, you know, get out of hand.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I can't stress the fact enough. Just leave your personal life out. And you know, it's funny because I had a good friend that was going through a divorce, like I would say within a month of getting married, and she was going through some heavy stuff. You would not know it. The minute she
mm-hmm.
came out into the waiting room and her patients were there. Boom, it left.
Mm-hmm.
She could have walked in crying without sleep the night before. But
that's a professional.
That's
a total professional.
And, you know, I'm sure after 8 hours she went home and whatever, she to deal with it, she dealt with it. But they're not paying you.
They're not paying you for your problems at all.
No. So talkative trainers, Marie, just say something
in
nice.
In a nice way, just tell them to shut up.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see you say, oh, my God, that would be the day. I'd love to be a fly on the wall
yeah.
if you're saying something like that.
Yeah.
But there's a nice way of saying it, you know, if you don't mind.
Of course
you know,
there is. Of course there is.
You know, I'd just rather, you know, I always feel like I'm going to lose count or I can't feel like I'm concentrating, so if you don't mind, if you want to engage in a little, you know.
Yeah.
Banter
you know, there's a problem also. I mean, I've seen this happen because I've worked in gyms. You know, I've trained in gyms, but you're training a client, and then you have other trainers come up to you
mm-hmm.
and start talking to you
during
the session. I mean, trainers, you should know better.
Mm-hmm.
You should really know better that you can't take up a client's time talking to another trainer about your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually the trainers that don't shut up during their training session.
And, you know what, I'm so glad you brought up that point because there's also another issue that I've seen happen. While you're training somebody, you don't solicit more clients.
No.
And I've seen that happen.
Definitely not.
You're, you know, it's just like going to a dance with somebody and you see somebody else that you like. You came with this person, you leave with that person.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the idea. And whatever happens, if somebody comes up to you and approaches you in the gym and says, you know what, I like the way you train or whatever, that's fine. I'll talk to you later. Or my
exactly.
card is
I'll talk to you. I have 20 minutes left of the session. I will be back.
If you want to wait around or, you know, leave your name at the desk and
right.
I'll call you later. But your attention is on that person.
Right.
And it should be.
Exactly right.
But and there's a lot of that going on, too, in the gyms. You know, it's just like, you know, this. You know what? We should have covered that 2 weeks ago when we had gym etiquette. That was all.
Yeah,
that would have
right,
been,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm going to express it again. I said it that day. I've seen it over and over again. Get off your phones. I don't want to see trainers texting. You just make us look really bad when you do that. Really
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Well,
it's so unprofessional and so teenagerish to me. I mean, you can wait till the session's over.
And if there's an emergency that you're waiting for, the truth is, why are you there? If there's an emergency and somebody's got to reach you, then maybe you better be where you're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
and not worry about training at that point. That's not
right.
the priority of your life. So, I mean, there's different. You know, it's like anything else. I mean, there are good trainers, bad trainers. And,
yeah.
You know, it's
just
a matter of
same thing with lawyers, accountants, all that stuff.
It's just a matter of being polished and
right.
And, you know, it's customer service. So, Maria, I hope we helped you out with that one, and I hope you don't have a chatty Cathy personal trainer. Hope. Okay. Next question comes from Joanne, and okay, she wants to know, what if I'm unable to exercise due to a medical condition?
Hmm. It really depends on the medical
yeah, of
condition,
course
it, doesn't
of course.
It?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
She didn't specify.
She didn't. That was just a question. She didn't specify.
People, specify.
I mean, it would be nice to know. It would be nice to know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, I'm going to tackle it this way. Depending on the restrictions. I mean, medical conditions, we're talking about
is getting a doctor's okay.
Right, of course. Well,
that's the number
once,
one thing.
I'm sure once that's, yeah, once that's taken care of.
And I'm sure once, you know, the doctor says okay, I'm sure, you know, you start out slow.
That's really it.
And you know?
It's really based on...
unless you have back problems or knee problems or hip problems. That's, you know, and there's always ways of
there's
working.
Always, yeah, exactly.
And don't we have special trainers that do that?
We actually have trainers that work with sports and dance-related injuries, which is great. And there are, you know, we never tell people that they can't work out because you can.
Right.
You just have to work out smart. And with restrictions and modifications, there's no reason that if you have an injury, if you have a hamstring tear, that or you have a low back condition for years and you just recently want to embark on a workout program, again, with a medical clearance, yeah, we can help you.
Right.
There's just, you know, we just have to really think about what you can and can't do and keep you safe, because what happens is if you do things you can't do, you're going to get hurt. And you're not going to come back to the gym. And that's the way it always happens. So we want you to get the full benefit of what you're there for. So and also, be honest.
Right.
Because some people, they don't disclose information, and all of a sudden, you know, yeah, you know, I was a little ashamed to say. Don't be ashamed to say anything. Because if you're withholding information, well, we're not really helping you to the full extent that we can.
Right.
So that's my thinking. But, yeah, with you know, with any type of medical conditions, you know, God willing, you know, it's something that's, you know, has you on the mend, and you'll be okay in a little bit of time. You know, just and our trainers also work in concert with doctors and PTs, whoever else they're working with. You know, this way it's there's no egos involved. Everybody's on the same team.
That's right. Everybody helps each other out.
Right. And the team is about you. The team is about getting you mm-hmm. out there and fully functioning and doing what you need to do. So it's team you, right?
That's right.
So and that's why I always say never be ashamed to call a PT. Never have a always you know have a nice dialogue between all the practitioners. Everybody who's hands on, you know, it's for your benefit. So, and I love it when people refer other doctors to me and so on and so forth, and you have a nice little working dialogue, because sometimes your pair of eyes will pick up something that somebody else missed.
Right.
And then you just relay that information. You know what? You're helping the person that much more. So.
Oh, that's where they always get second opinion from.
Exactly. So, Joanne, we're hoping you're okay, but there's always a way around a medical condition, and there's things you can do, but of course there are things you can't do. So as long as your trainer knows, you know, everybody mm-hmm. can help you and you'll see the results you want and feel the way you want and be back to your normal life. I would imagine that's what you want to do. Okay, next question. Let me see. Oh, this is kind of the same. Okay, I think we've done this, but I think it's fair enough. Elaine wants to know, how do I not gain weight after my honeymoon?
After?
How do I not gain weight after my honeymoon?
It's funny, I gained weight on my honeymoon.
Well, I think that's what she's saying. You know, I think it's like all bets are off once you're married.
Again, I'm going to specify, you should always be in tune with your body. Always, if you worked out before, you enjoy. You know, go crazy, and you come back, you get back to your normal life. There's no reason why not to enjoy life, enjoy the drinking, enjoy the eating. Well, you know, when you come back, it's back to reality.
And, you know, there was one part of me when I first saw this question, I was thinking, well, you know, when you get married and you're nesting, it's all new. But, you know, we're of a time where most people are living together. Before they're married.
Right.
So there's really no like, you know, well, now we're living together. It's most people that I know of have lived together before they were married. So you can't blame it on nesting, and because you're already in tune with each other's eating patterns. Most likely you both have the same jobs you did before you were married. So
mm-hmm.
the time schedule of eating probably hasn't changed. So I'm going to say, more than likely, you've starved yourself before the wedding. You were really, really hypercritical of the food you ate. And so now that that's done, you're throwing caution to the wind, and you could just go, well, now, you know, it's after my wedding. Now I'm going to eat whatever I want. And you really can't do that. And bringing about our philosophy again, when we have people coming in, and the new brides and new grooms, we're giving them the benefit of the philosophy that keeps us in shape throughout our lives. And Elite will be 50 soon, I'm 50, and each of us can go out and eat and have something that we want occasionally and not have to worry about it landing on us or a pant size or throwing out wardrobe, you know, and having to replace it. Because we're not looking at it as a calendar marking. Well, I'm going to be really, really, really good because my wedding is coming. Then after that, that's it. And that's where you'll gain the weight after the honeymoon, is when you have that sort of philosophy.
And what is wrong with cooking healthy meals?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you have a new person to eat with every day, okay? Even
mm-hmm.
if they didn't live together prior.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, you know? You know, you create different meals every day. They could be low fat, they could be, you know, it doesn't have to be fatty foods all the time. And the best thing to do is not eat out all the time. That's the worst thing.
And
they
also
do
expensive,
smart choices.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, I think that's it too. It's a matter of most likely, and I'm saying most likely your time together has been radically changed. You've lived together, you pretty much in tune with each other's eating schedules
right.
and what the other person is eating. So, and also look at your partner. If your partner is prone to being an unhealthy eater,
now what happens if one partner doesn't eat healthy and
mm-hmm.
another partner? I live my life like that. Okay?
It's tough.
It's very tough.
It's tough.
But you know what? You can't change your partner's eating habits.
You can't.
So just worry about yourself. That's it.
And you have to. And you know, I always say live by example because sometimes
right.
I mean, my way of life might not work for somebody else. But
right.
you know, it doesn't. I think it's a lot nicer if it's something that you could do together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you have to fly solo. You know, to be healthy and to stay healthy and to look a certain way.
Well,
and sometimes, especially if your partner is overweight, sometimes they'll look at you like, wow, you know, you look great. And that's the incentive. It's like kind of a little bit of peer pressure,
right.
but it works, you know?
Yeah.
And that's
well,
it.
It depends on the individual. Sometimes
well, yeah.
it does and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, you have stubborn people, too.
Well, I think in the early stages of any
yeah, they'll do anything with
you know,
the
exactly.
Gaga stage.
They're still
Google
Gaga.
You know?
Yeah, they're the Gaga. But that's what I'm thinking. That could be where you make the conversion
right.
to your partner being a healthy eater with you. You know, I think that's the way to do it. But you know.
Let's do it in the early stages because it doesn't work later on.
You know, And we get this all the time, people coming in wanting crash diets and wanting 40 pounds off in 2 months. And if you're of that philosophy then, I always know unless you change your attitude completely, yeah, sure, after the wedding you're just gonna be like, well,
mm-hmm.
I got married and I don't have to look at it anymore. That's
no. Don't be content. That's
mm-hmm.
the worst thing to do.
And there's no reason for that. I mean, you could enjoy yourself. You could have, you know, the nice hot fudge sundae once a week. That's it.
Right.
You don't need it more than that.
No more.
Mm-hmm.
No more than that.
So, I mean, hopefully, I mean, like I said, there was we've covered that question from different angles, and it kind of is the same answer as what we just answered about pregnancy.
Yes. It's the same
but
basic
it's really
thing.
The same thing.
It's
the same formula.
Thing. I mean, you know, pregnancy, you are going to gain a little weight. Doesn't mean you have to gain 100 pounds.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's normal to gain 30. They want you to gain 27 to 30 pounds. And if you do that, that's wonderful. You'll lose it in no time.
Yeah.
No time.
Is that the number that they
yes,
they,
they want you to gain 27 to 30 pounds.
Mm. And then there's water and baby weight.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's water and baby weight.
Water. Yeah. Okay. Let me get.
And they're tough on you when you gain weight. Ooh, they're tough on you.
What, the doctors?
The doctors, yeah. The doctors are very tough on you. That's the first thing they monitor is your weight.
Mm-hmm.
And your blood pressure.
Well, I know with my mother for her pregnancy with me, she lost weight.
My mother-in-law too. She lost weight,
and then I think she only. Well, I was a preemie, but I think she only put on 14 pounds during her pregnancy with me.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. It's good to gain.
And you would know if I show you pictures of her when she was pregnant. She's pregnant. You would not have guessed.
I know.
I should bring in those pictures so you could see them.
Just like them, so the other ones, right?
What other pictures do you want to see?
The teenage ones.
Oh, but you know, I got to bring my whole book in. I'll show you. I'll bring them in. We'll enjoy. We'll have a night out. Let me see. Okay. And this is Rebecca, and she wants to know. She's been doing the same workout for about 2 years now, and she's finding her weight has plateaued. What can she do? Good.
Her weight is plateaued?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say? They say trick your body.
That's exactly right.
You know, if you're really, really on your strict every day, have an off day. Don't go crazy. Just, you know, have stuff that you usually don't have. Have a little pasta. Have a piece of bread, you know. Trick your body.
That's exactly
stuff
it.
That you've never, you know, that you haven't eaten in a while.
I totally agree. And that's the one principle that I always use from Joe Weider is the muscle confusion, because it's really the same principle as what you just said. It's when you acclimate to a movement or digestion or whatever, it's really, really tough for your body not to want to protect you, to stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your body's doing, stabilizing. So the idea is you have to trick it. So whether if it's an exercise, it's got to be a radical variation. Switch up your workout. Maybe do more cardio. Maybe a different way of doing your exercises. Just as far as how you stagger the movements. Just make it different so your body doesn't expect it coming. And then add a little something to your diet that's different. I mean, even if you have a really, really clean diet, and I have oatmeal for breakfast, I have this for that, and being that regimented, and I happen to be kind of that way and annoyingly so, but I will throw something different into it. And you give me that look. I will throw something different into the mix so that, you know, it's not the same. So my body isn't getting used to it. And
mm-hmm.
I see a performance difference where I might not be going for the weight loss, but I'll see a performance difference.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
that's really what
that's
you want.
The thing.
And it's just like adding something to your diet, and you see this amazing change in how your body performs. And it's just like all of a sudden, because it's new, and it might be something that levels off, but when your body starts getting it, it's like, oh my God, this is great, oh my God. And it's using, you know, it's using whatever you put in to convert to energy, and it's.
Well, sometimes it's just whatever is lacking at that moment. And then, you know, it's like igniting it with something that hasn't had it in a while. And it's say, whoa, what's going on here, you know? And you'll, big difference in anything.
I like it.
You know?
I like that. I mean, and it's, I think it keeps you from getting mental fatigue, too, because it's like the sameness. It's like a drone.
Oh, I'm so sick of the
same
foods over and over again. Over and over.
It's boring. And I have to say, mm-hmm. I'm not the most romantic person about food.
No.
But I like a little bit of variety in what I'm eating.
We've discussed this before, but we're at the point that we could really basically eat anything.
Yeah, we can.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And every day.
Mm-hmm.
And every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to admit it, I could have my chocolate every day and not gain a pound.
Really? Yeah.
But
yeah.
Only because we've trained our body to become
mm-hmm.
fat-burning machines.
But still, even though we both can, we don't consider it. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody that's going to start that could do that right now.
No,
okay?
No.
So we do eat healthy and
mm-hmm.
clean basically most
mm-hmm.
of the week, and then we'll go off whenever we go off. But our body, we don't want to lose weight.
No.
We want to maintain what we have.
Yeah.
But people that want to lose weight, it's just that your body gets, how do I put it? Help me here. It ignites the, I guess, the fat-burning cells.
Exactly.
Saying, because you're not feeding them what they want.
Exactly.
And they're going to start burning the fat.
It gets
and you'll see it, right,
exactly.
And then you'll start seeing a big difference. You'll start seeing the pounds going off the scale again.
Well, you know, and you and I always have this discussion around the holidays, because people always say this to us. Oh, you know, you probably could eat anything you want over the holidays. Well, Pretty much, we don't know not to eat so much of it. We don't, because, you know, I look at it
first,
as...
we don't have to gouge, because we basically...
No,
we don't
exactly.
miss anything in our diets.
Exactly.
When people go on a diet, they miss their ice cream and they miss their donut. Not that I have donuts, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But they miss their ice cream, they miss their cookies. And then once they see that sitting on a table, on a Christmas, you know, dessert table...
Right. Right.
People go crazy.
Exactly.
You know, because they're so deprived of that all week or all month.
Right.
They gouge themselves.
Well,
that's
that's why, I mean, and we always say this, deprivation leads to temptation and leads to sabotage.
Right. And you should not deprive yourself of anything.
Once in a while. And you know what I had the other night? Do you want to hear what I had the other night?
What'd you have?
I had, I haven't had donuts in a while. I had a, called a lemon ice donut.
What is that?
It tasted like lemon ice on top, but it was a donut. It was a Dunkin' Donut. But it was delicious. But I had it.
You had a whole donut?
Yeah, yeah.
You hid that from me, didn't you?
You know what? No. You know why? I honestly, I don't think about food, but as we're talking about it, I just...
You remembered
it
clicked,
yeah. Yeah, it clicked. Yeah. And that's the thing, because it's not something that I'm thinking
about
the next time I'm going to have one. What'd you have? You had what?
We went out to dinner. I had, I love bread pudding.
That's delicious. Good for you.
Peanut butter brownie bread pudding.
You're kidding.
It was out of this world. And I had the whole thing. I usually share my desserts. I had the whole thing. And it was delicious.
Peanut butter
brownie bread pudding.
Did that make the bread, because I like bread pudding. I mean, I like...
It wasn't heavy like a brownie. It was light.
Hmm.
It was very light. Hmm. It was almost like a flan tasting thing.
See, I can't picture that.
Oh, it was just
so
good.
Was it too much? I mean...
No, you know they never give you a lot.
Pudding,
they give you a little square.
But the taste of bread pudding alone, I like. I wouldn't want anything to ruin that. It didn't ruin it?
It was all baked inside.
Mm.
It was not, like, topped on stuff like that. It was very light. I don't like heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very light. It was really... It was
wow.
Really,
but you got to do that.
I don't think it was brownie. I think it was chocolate peanut butter bread pudding. That's what it was. Chocolate peanut butter bread pudding. You know me, I love my chocolate peanut butter.
Mm.
It was so... It was delightful.
Oh, not, but see, and you didn't think twice about it, right?
Not at all.
And
yeah.
Look at us. We both forgot about it because it's not this...
It wasn't right. It wasn't important to us.
It's not on a high list
of
priorities.
But that's what it is. If you deprive yourself, you're always going to really... Go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't deprive yourself. If you want that dessert, eat it.
Well, we were watching, you and I were texting last night when the show, oh, my God, you told me to put on Extreme Mood. And it's amazing. And I'm not going to, you know, nurse bash, because, I mean, I always say nurses. I'll take a nurse doing 30 years in the hospital over a doctor any day.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
They know,
they know more than doctors anyway.
They do when they're hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
But... The nurses on this show, and I forgot where it was shot. It wasn't shot in California.
It was Minnesota.
And these, I would say, all the nurses that were on this show, one of them was, what was it, 452?
I don't know how she gets around to she's a waddler.
I don't know.
Wait, you waddle. You don't walk regularly anymore.
I could not believe all of them. And this one lady, the case in point was this one woman who was I think her weight was, what, 290? And she honestly, I would have thought she was heavier than that. I really would have thought she was heavier than that.
I was surprised by that.
But she's eating this bag of donuts. Did you see that, Paul? When she's eating the bag of donuts for breakfast?
Little
donuts.
You know,
Yeah. And she's sitting there eating them, and I'm looking at her and saying, well, you know, she seems like an intelligent woman. How could you not think that this way of eating, that plus pancakes and eggs or whatever else she had, And I'm thinking, okay.
She's not eating because she's hungry.
Of course.
It's emotional eating.
Okay.
And we should have a show just
about
emotional eating.
But I'm going to say something. Emotional eating. Okay, now my point is, and you always say I'm fresh, and sometimes I am. How come it's not a carrot? No one's emotionally eating with a salad. It's food that tastes good. So it's not like she's eating a tomatoes one after the other or a cucumber. It's food that tastes good. And of
course, it's comfort food.
Exactly.
Salad is not a comfort
food.
But
the bottom line is what she needs to do is, and I said this to you before when we were discussing the show, it's like, okay, you know, everybody has, and she had some problems in her life, and she was like crying, and you know,
yeah, but you know, we've discussed this. She had a lot of people in her family that were not. They were all they did was put her down.
Absolutely.
Put her down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But once you.
That's what you look for, her comfort food.
And I'm going to say, and you know me, I'm very sensitive and I'm very compassionate, but there comes a time when you have to step out of your own little scenario. And once you realize that your life and the problems in it is not this whole universal spiteful attack on you. Everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. It might not be financial. It might not be. But everybody suffers a loss and everybody has pain on an equal level. I'm talking about an average scenario. There are people that know true tragedies that we don't know. But you just have to just say, okay, look, I understand that, but I need to get control of my life.
You know,
and
sometimes
I need to stop blaming
well.
And need validation and need to be told I'm worth it. Yes, you are worth it. Because if you weren't worth it, you wouldn't be thinking of looking for a trainer. You know you're worth it.
That's the difference.
I understand.
That's the difference.
It.
And your life gets spiraled out of control.
It does.
It really does.
But,
and you know what? I guess she was qualified to get help, you know, to have that help that she needed. And you know what? And that's what she took charge of her life.
And I think it's
and it
wonderful.
Worked.
But the bottom line is, the world is not going to embrace and coddle you and tell you you're worth
Never.
It.
Never.
So
you have to know how to embrace it and not let it affect you.
She had a good year of that. So hopefully she was like a camel and she could take it with her the rest of her life because this is not the way it's set up. This is not the way life is set
up. You know, like I said, you know, when it comes to big fat losers and extreme weight loss, I want to see them a year from now. I want to see if they stayed the way they were. Because she went down from 290 to 145 at the end.
Right, yeah.
Okay, she lost a lot of weight. She lost half of herself.
And how many, Salud, it's true, how many actually maintain weight? There's like none.
Right. There's no trainer on hand all the time to guide her, okay? There's nobody there cooking, you know. Everybody, her emotional state's going to be
there again.
She lives in a house where people just don't, you know, care. So,
this
her mother was eating hamburger and french fries in the car.
Well,
she's losing weight.
Her mother was certainly not a support.
And especially a mother, she should be supportive of anybody.
Should be.
And I told you from the beginning, her mother is the key factor is why she was fat.
Her mother seemed like she had an axe to grind, and her mother seemed like the world kicked her around a little bit.
She hated her daughter. She was very mean.
Look, let's be serious. There are some people in the world that should not be parents, and I've always said that. Mm-hmm. Always said that. Just because you gave birth doesn't make you a good mother. You just pushed the kid out.
It doesn't mean you're a mother at all.
Exactly. But my point is, The world is not set up to breastfeed you,
to coddle you.
It's just not going to be that way.
You have to have a nice, thick skin to get on with the rest of your life. And as you get older, it gets thicker and thicker and thicker. It's the truth. You know, as you get older, it gets harder and harder. And people get harder and harder to get along with.
Because
you're not naive anymore. You know, when people trying to take advantage of you or say bad things,
But, you know, shows like this, and this is why I say they are built for failure because you're putting somebody in a controlled climate.
Right.
Everything is going to work while they're there and while they have people hands-on and while they have people telling them what to eat, telling them not to eat.
They should have a reality show a year after and ask them what went wrong. Why couldn't you stay on this
and
diet?
And they'll come up with the same thing.
Exactly. It'll be the same thing. It's a vicious cycle. It comes right back to the beginning.
Because, you know, you might, I would like to think that they gain some things out of being with the trainer for a year, whatever. But for the most part, I think that, you know, it's like this whole big event and you're not really absorbing. You're just like going through the motions and, you know, someone's barking orders and you're listening and it's working and it's great. And there's a lot of fanfare around it. But can you do it on your own? And that's really hard for somebody to
do. Well, that's why a lot of people hire trainers. They need that motivator. You know, they need that, you know, that cheerleader to constantly, you know, constantly get them to move. But, and a lot of people can't do it without it.
Right.
They really can't. I mean, I have a client that never works out without me at all.
Yeah.
He worked out twice a week with me, and that's it. That's not enough.
No, it's
not. That's what he does. And he's
been
doing it for years. But there's a lot of people that just, they need that constant barking, like you said.
Yeah. And like I said, it works while you're in the moment with them.
But you know what? They get sick of it also. You know, after a while, it doesn't click anymore. You could bark, 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 and it just doesn't work anymore. For some reason, they have a shield now, and it's just deflecting off of it.
Well, I mean, she looked great, and I'd love to see
her. Yeah, she looked great, and, you know, and I'm hoping that she keeps it off. You know, I'm hoping. And, you know, everybody in that nurse's unit lost weight with her.
Well, that's good because
it was like a whole camaraderie thing,
and
it was nice. It was very nice. So.
But you know, they did have a show. I think they followed. It wasn't they followed the Biggest Loser. They followed the contestants afterwards, and there was maybe two out of I'm going to say the eight people that actually did not gain any weight back. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sure they gained a couple of pounds back.
Well, nothing back.
Not as much as they had.
No. But most, a lot of them
right.
did go back to their.
Oh yeah, definitely, Like you say, you take them out of that environment.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it on their own. Some people need to be educated 24/7 on this.
And that's what we're doing.
That's exactly what
we're doing. We have our trainers try to make it as fun as possible. And try to, like, empower them.
We
but,
couldn't make it any simpler.
But
we really
also,
couldn't.
We also don't want you to feel like you have to cling to us. Because you could do, and people come back, and that's wonderful. But we don't want to create a dependency class either. We want you to feel like you could do it on your own. You could always come back, you know, and stay with us. You know what? I want to firm up. I want to come back for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Always come back. We're happy to see you. But the bottom line is, you know, we try to make it a part of your life so that when you actually go out there, you realize you're already out there. There's no big transition. You know, it's just your normal life with a little bit of education from us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
The way it should be. It's seamless.
And you know, it's funny, a lot of people, they know. They know exactly, really basically. I'm not saying much with the gym, but I see a lot of people come up to me, what do you eat? What do you eat?
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, well, you know, I know you should eat the chicken. I know you should eat the fish.
Uh-huh. They know exactly.
They answered their own question. I didn't even answer one thing.
Yeah, because they know.
Right, exactly. So that's what we're going to do in the fitness-wise with you people, right?
That's exactly what we do. We trigger your memory.
Exactly.
We trigger into the deepest resources of your mind. All these things that you're watching TV and you're hearing these things, they stay. You might not know how to apply them. And that's what we do. It's like, you know, it's not really rocket science. It's pretty, it doesn't have to be long.
It's very easy.
Really,
it's been around forever.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how we help you. And Elite and I are going to be on WDST together.
That's right.
Radio Woodstock 100.1. In a couple of weeks, and we're going to be on the Woodstock Roundtable. Going to be on 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll certainly post it on Facebook. And you could actually live stream the show, and starts at 7 o'clock. It's from 7 to 9. And We're going to be,
it should be a lot of fun.
Yep. And Patty Morton is going to be there. And
Patty Marshall.
I said Patty Marshall. Now, why would I do that? It's Patty Morton. Why did I say Marshall? Isn't that weird?
You know, my last name is Marshall.
Yeah.
It's Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that funny? But so that should be fun. So that's going to be in September, and we're going to have a good time on that show. And we're going to get the brides up there in shape and the grooms up there in Ulster County and Dutchess County in the Hudson Valley. And that's what we're going to be doing. So we'll be on, but we'll keep you posted as it closes in. And certainly it's going to be on Facebook, and I'll certainly announce it the day before we go on, the show before we go on. I will announce it for everybody. Lee, do you have any questions over there?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah. No, didn't I give you a pile of questions to look through from the emails? Don't you have any?
Didn't we go through all of them?
I gave you some more. Oh, okay. Okay, let's do one more.
Oh, you had one more. Oh, because you gave me and I gave it back to you.
Okay.
I guess you have one more that's crossed off.
Okay. How about what is interval training?
This sounds familiar.
Right? Wow. And that's from
Camille.
Camille was one of the originally. Samantha.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay. So go ahead. What is interval training?
Interval training is basically going from one exercise to the next exercise without stopping. It's almost like, remember those 30 minutes?
You find that funny, I see.
I was wondering because you'd given me a funny face. But anyway, it's like those, what is it, curves?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had those 30-minute circuit training.
Mm-hmm.
They just changed it. They made it interval training,
right.
You know. But, you know, interval training can be anything. You could be, like, on a bike for 10 minutes, and then you can move to, like, a shoulder press machine, and then you can go back to the bike. You know, it depending on an individual person that's given you the interval training.
Exactly.
You know, everybody can make up interval training in all different ways. So that's what interval training is. It's going from one exercise to the other, no matter what it could be.
And that's pretty much what boot camp classes are based on. You're going from one thing to another. That's
exactly.
All it is. It's just a sharp transition.
Right.
And that's all it is. And Jack LaLanne's, they had circuit training. They started, it just really go from one thing to another, one thing to another, one thing to another. And that's really it. And it's you know.
And that's good, though, because it does get the heart rate up and it stays up. And it's, you know. They say that actually that burns fat quicker, supposedly.
Well, I think, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, it's a matter of it keeps it interesting. It presents variety.
Exactly.
And it challenges the body in a different way.
Right. It's not
but
boring.
It's
certainly not boring because you actually go from one thing to the other. Like working out with weights, you sit there and you do your set, and then you got to wait until you rest it, and you got to do it again.
Well,
so.
You know, and that's the funny thing, because one of the chief components of CrossFit is it's gymnastics, it's powerlifting, and interval training.
Right.
And that's pretty much
mm-hmm.
it. And they found a way of getting it all together under one roof. And,
it's pretty gruesome. It's gruel on your body.
It's really tough. It's really tough. Mm-hmm. And I've said, you know, as many people that love it now, I think that there's going to be a pretty bad fallout from all of this. There are going to be some serious consequences. It's going to be joint related in years to come. It's just asking your body to do a lot more than maybe it should. And that's a short period of time. I think that's really it. You
right.
know, because there's a lot of explosive movements that become endurance movements, and that's just it's testing the waters
mm-hmm.
too greatly for my book. But you know, I might be wrong. You know, I'm not saying I'm right all the time. But this is the time of the program, Elise, being we don't have any more questions, or you don't want to add anything else to the pot. We have to do a sponsor roll call.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, now. What has helped your foot, Elise?
Oh, boy. And, you know, I wanted to give them their own little spotlight here.
Go ahead.
The other day, I mean, it was hard to rub my foot and stuff like that because it was bandaged up, but I rubbed on that Miracle Cream, Copper Soup,
mm-hmm.
and I was still swollen. And the next day I woke up, actually, and I'm serious, I was pain-free and swollen-free.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was amazing, totally
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I put more pressure on the foot. And I haven't used it, you know, for that yet because I was bandaged up, but the swelling and the pain, all gone.
And you
Hold
notice
on.
How it's the yellow is coming. You were blue black.
Yes.
And now it's like so it's the
right.
discoloration.
Now it's nothing.
Yeah.
Now it's nothing. It really actually, I just couldn't believe it. It's like a miracle drug. Totally miracle cream.
And you use the foot formula, but
yes.
the regular
yes.
would have worked, I think, just as well.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And, you know, it's funny about this thing. I have pretty much every snake oil salesman in town coming to my office and wanting me to endorse something. And, you know, I always get a polite, you know, no thank you, thanks, but no thanks. Because a lot of times it's all placebo and it's really, it's a load of horse. But I was all set to not like this product or just to be mildly impressed. And people that I was working on were swearing by it, were absolutely swearing by it. But then again, I was thinking, okay, it's still placebo. It's mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them this is probably going to help, and they're thinking that. Well, one day I had a pitcher come in who had jammed three of his fingers. I think I told you the story. The ball went right into the glove, and he jammed his fingers. Now, I wasn't even
That's
working.
What it reminded me of when I
right.
felt like the next day.
Right. And his fingers, no exaggeration, were probably four times the normal size. And they weren't broken, they were just jammed. But I couldn't go near them anyway, so I gave him a tube of Topperson. And I said, you know what, maybe we'll ice them. Just put this on after you ice when you get home. The next day he came in, and I'm not kidding you, he held up both hands, and he said, which hand was it?
Oh.
And other than the fact that there were a couple of scratches that I recognized from the day
right.
before, it was down to its normal size.
I totally believe it, because that's what happened with my foot.
And that's what I could say. Placebo, mind over matter does not do anything to reduce swelling. So there's no way that could have come down
right.
just because, you know, I put the Topperson on, he willed it. No, it didn't. And it was just absolutely unbelievable. And that's when I, even though I used it and it felt great, but, you know, it just like wasn't quite
It really
there.
Is a relief cream.
It really is,
I'm serious.
It really is
it's a relief cream.
And it accelerates healing. And, you know, it's not going to be like biofreeze where it freezes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the thing with that is if something heats up, you think it's effective. If something makes you think it's effective, it doesn't mean it's working. It means it's stimulating the nerves to a point of either heat or cold. It doesn't mean it's healing anything any better. This is just an accelerant.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell. It doesn't warm. It doesn't cool. It just speeds up the recovery.
Yeah.
So Topperson is available, Whole Foods, Bed Bath & Beyond, where else did we say, Fairway, it's the Vitamin Shop.
Was it Walgreens?
Walgreens, yes. And
mm-hmm.
soon to be Duane Reade.
What?
Soon to be Duane Reade. They're going to be picking it up. Duane Reade.
Oh, Duane Reade?
Yeah. And in fact, I think that I saw a box one in the city by May. I thought I did. I was in a rush, but I think they're going to be getting that.
It's possible.
So, now's a great time of year to start with them because everybody's going out there. Everybody's doing a little bit too much. Everybody's playing frisbee, playing catch, running, doing things that you might not normally do, and you're not paying attention, and you're certainly not warming up. So Topperson is available. And if you can't find it in your stores,
can you order it online?
Yeah, it's www.topperson.com. And just
easy
Google
enough.
It, yeah, and it'll bring you straight to the website. And that's Topperson. That's Topperson for you. So now, let's see our next sponsor. We know, Elif, there's nothing worse than a party that's not happening. There is nothing worse than sitting and looking at people that are bored.
Mm-hmm.
What's worse is your party. it's bad.
Not my party.
No, it's
not
bad
my party.
When you're at those parties.
At those parties, sure.
But when you're responsible for people being entertained and people happy. And you're looking around and not one person over is talking. Nobody's, they're just waiting for the food to
it's
come.
It's time to leave the party.
It's time to leave the party. You're stuck there because you still didn't pay for the bill. So you're stuck
You're paying
there.
A bill at a party?
No, they come.
What kind of party is
when
that?
When I've had parties, they give me, yeah, after everybody goes, to take care of the waiters and everything. Oh, yeah.
Are you home?
No, I'm talking about the catered event now.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Come on, be highbrow with me for a second. Come on. I said they're not even talking to each other. Room full. This is why I say, and I say it so often, I'm getting sick of myself, magic is the answer. Don't I always say that? I say to you, well,
oh,
you believe
you
in
love
magic.
Do
we love magic? We love magic.
We love magic.
And the person that we appoint as the official magician of the United States of America is Ziggy.
Ziggy's
we're appointing
magic guy.
Him. He doesn't know we're doing this. Ziggy the magic guy. He will come to your party. And like that, you have no idea the change.
All you'll hear is, ooh, mm-hmm.
Wow,
I can't believe it.
He will make boredom disappear.
Definitely.
He will saw a bad time in half. He will
and then put it together
and put it back together. There you go. I still want to know how he stops a watch. He does that trick, right?
Mm-hmm.
See that you know. Once something is on the tip of my nose, it never gets off.
Well, I guess if you hire him, you'll find.
Well, I don't
want
to go through all that, but you know what? I would.
Yeah,
I would. It's
worth it. Prices are reasonable.
Let me tell you something. The price of entertainment nowadays. You know, his prices are very, very,
very reasonable.
Good. You know, so when he's available, he does what party can he do? He could do graduation, he could do bar mitzvah, he could do communion, he could do anything.
He does stand up shows,
mm-hmm.
He does walk around, he does, you know, kid shows, he does adult shows.
Mm-hmm.
He does all different kind of shows to whatever you need him to.
So he pretty much fits any bill. So that's you could call him and you're not worried about okay, well, maybe he wouldn't be right for this. It's always appropriate. And,
yep.
You know, you get people talking. And that's what I like in a party, too, especially if it's a big affair. You get people involved. And some people don't want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of stay away from that. But you get people talking to each other. You get people reacting to what he's doing. And you get.
And I heard
little,
he's a good talker.
And that's what you have to
I
do.
I heard he's a really good talker.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to chat up the crowd, you know.
You could definitely talk.
And that's what gets movement in a party, you
yeah.
know? And that's, I mean, when you hire a DJ, what do you want the DJ to go out and speak to people. It's not just about
the
music.
No,
it's
getting the party together, moving the party,
right.
Motivating the party. It's
that's
a training
exactly
for the
right.
party, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So that's what you want. You want a personality to go along with it, and he definitely has that. And what is his number, Ziggy the Magic Guy? What is his number?
His number is 646. 247-9443. That's 646 247-9443.
And you won't be sorry. I mean, what do you have to lose? You know?
No.
What do you have to lose? And the worst case scenario is, you know, maybe a couple people say, you know, I didn't like my, but I think most people do like my. I mean, most
you know,
people,
it's funny, a lot of people know who Ziggy is because he's been to so many parties.
Yeah.
So. The name is very familiar to a lot of people, and his magic is wonderful, so give him a call.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's worth it, and entertainment doesn't come cheap, and his prices certainly are. So, I mean, just think about it.
Like
know.
I said, you don't want a boring party, right?
And you know what? Taking that worry away from me, that's priceless.
I
don't want to sound like what credit
sure.
card commercial is that? Was
American,
it,
no,
right.
Visa.
Visa is priceless.
Visa.
Right. And to me, that's what I like. You know, I just want to enjoy myself with the rest of the guests. I don't want to worry. So that's Ziggy the Magic Guy. And what do we have going on our friends at Men's Fitness RX? What do we have going on there? Oh, they're going to have, actually, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, Joe Pietaro. He's got a new column that's coming up in the magazine.
Oh, yeah, what's it about?
It's online now, and the column is going to be pretty much an overview of what the highlights of that what's going on that month. You know, like
oh,
so in
like
other
the best
words,
of?
Yeah, it's going to be like what's on that site in one page. I mean, you definitely want to go and look at the site, you know, and peruse a little bit, but it's just going to give it in one page. So that's going to be starting in September. So online now is a column, and it's Fitness RX for Men. And look for Joe Piotero's column, and very informative. We like his column a lot. So that should be interesting. And you know what? Even though it's for men, we've been in that magazine, and it's really informative.
Why is it for men only? Is it different for men or women?
Well, you know what it is? Well, you've seen the Flex for Women, right? Haven't you seen that?
Why, because they're steroids?
No, it's a matter of it's geared more for men, but I've gone through it. There's a lot of stuff in this magazine for women. And in fact, the one that
Flex
we were
for
in.
For women?
No, I'm talking about Fitness RX for Men.
Oh.
There's a lot of stuff for women in there, but it's a little bit more pointed to men. And that's fine.
Right.
But they do actually have some stuff for women that's not fluff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just like, doing those old-fashioned push-ups.
Seeing pretty butts and stuff like that.
No.
I hate that.
No. Well, that's what
sells magazines.
Well, sex sells. Yep. But that's what we got going on. So thank you to the three of our sponsors for making our lives worth living and endorsing us and supporting us and saying nice things about us when you can. So we appreciate that. So, and I think that's about our show for today.
Well, how about giving us our information out?
Oh, see, I don't want to seem so self-reporting, but even if you don't know our website, which is www.thebridalbodyshop.com, or you don't want to visit us on Facebook, which I would prefer over the two because that's a little bit more plump with
and
all our press.
More, right, more
I think
formative.
So. I definitely think so. And it has all our shows, clips from our shows and everything. And that's The Bridal Body Shop on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. And you can call us at 212-460-1879. And if that is something you don't want to do, just Google The Bridal Body Shop. And what's the tally now? About 20 pages will come on about different articles we've been in. As far as England.
You know what? They don't even have to go. Go on the Facebook page. It's all there.
Right. But I'm just saying, if they just said, I don't want to go on Do it right now. And that'll give you every information on us that you could possibly have. And if it's not fulfilled, you could always call us 212-460-1879 or email us directly at thebridalbodyshop@aol.com. And just like these lovely ladies did today. And we'd like to hear from a few men, too. So don't forget, we do deal with grooms. We deal with civilians, anybody with a body that you want to improve. We're here. You know, it's our motto. It's a dress for a day. It's a body for a lifetime. But, you don't have to be a bride. In fact, the past couple of weeks, I think we had quite a few more people that came in and they were non-brides. They were non-grooms. So come on in. I mean, we're not being exclusive. It's for everybody. So we'd love to see everybody and hear from everybody. And in parting, we thank you for joining us today. And I had a lovely time. I'd like to thank Elise for
Thank you, Lori.
Being on the show with me and the Lovebirds for quieting down eventually.
Yeah.
And they will not be on the show next week.
Definitely not. Yeah,
but
very overpowering.
Yeah, they will be with us in spirit, and I'm sure they wish us the best. But in closing, we'll be back next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and we would like to thank you for coming, and we once again want you to see fit to make fitness and exercise a part of your life. Have a wonderful day. Make it a good one, and stay healthy. Bye-bye.